I would really, really implore you guys to listen up on this message, man. It's personal to me, but it applies to all. So I think this will fall on your hearts and not just on your ears. If you think about being in college, right, you think about when the semester gets the hardest. For me, the semester's always got the hardest at the end. We would have tests periodically throughout the course, different exams over a section that we were learning on, a small section or no more than three chapters, you know. Typically, two or three chapters would be what the test was over, right? We make our way through the textbook or we make our way through the course curriculum. And as we progress through the curriculum, there's sections that is for a test for each section, right? Okay, at the end of the course, right, towards the end of the course, there's normally an exam, like an exit exam for the course. You got to pass this exam. This exam is normally in my course of study, psychology, perceptive psychology, human development. These courses were normally cumulative. The exams were normally cumulative finals, right? So that means we would go over everything that we had learned in the course. And I guess it's to really make sure that you learn the material and not just studied it temporarily. But a lot of times, what people did was take the test that they had gotten back from the professor, study that exam, and you would see some of the same questions. So it really defeated the purpose. But anyway, those exams were typically harder because there was more information that you had to memorize. And also, those tests weighed more. And because those tests weigh more, they have a higher impact. And so this is the point that I'm getting to. When so many things are happening in your life that you don't really understand, that really shouldn't be happening, that really go against all of the good that you're aiming for, you have to just smile. I can't tell y'all what this last month has been. My car has been hit. My identity has been stolen. My phone has been ran over. Funds have been depleted. Business has not gone as planned. I didn't get a call back that I was expecting, but I'm not rooting that out. I didn't get a call back for an opportunity that I was expecting. Two opportunities that were already in the books, laid down, fell through. I could just go on and on and on and on, but I tell you, I smile after every single one of the events. It was all so methodical. It just felt like a test. It always just felt like a test. And when I started to think about all the different areas, the areas of focus, right? The areas of focus, like your major for the course that you're taking, your focus for your courses or your focus for your studies, which is really just what your major is what you're being tested on, right? Your major courses. So these tests that I've been tested with in life were really in the areas of my focus. So what that tells me is that I was in the right class, right? Because I'm being tested in the class. And my focus was being challenged. And it feels good to be challenged on something you care about, because then you really get to see how much you really care about it, how much you really know it. So these very words that I'm talking to you guys about, I had to live them first, right? And I'm currently still living them, but my perception is so far past the current situation. I'm so excited for what is coming next. I know that everything that has been happening over this month was just a challenge. And I can personally smile at how I did in those challenges, because when the challenges hit me, I zoomed out. I zoomed out of the problem and I said, okay, this is a temporary challenge. This is a temporary challenge. It's coming at this specific time to challenge me in this specific way. And I have to respond with a specific level of clarity. So what I do when I'm challenged in these very specific ways at these very specific times that are so unique that they seem to be orchestrated to test me in a way that make me more susceptible to crumbling under the pressure, what I do is I just laugh. I smile and I go, good try, nice try, nice try. What I'm saying nice try to is what most people would say the devil. Nice try would be to the enemy. And I don't believe that, you know, I believe you were tempted. by the devil. I don't believe that we're always challenged by the devil, but the temptation can be a challenge, but it's really a trick. But the challenges that we face in life, they're not always from temptation. These things kind of just happen, right? It's not some girl reaching out to you asking for sex if you're on a no sex fast or you're not having sex. That's temptation. But we're talking about your funds are low, someone hits your car, you lose a job when you need to make money. We're talking about these types of challenges, things that can depress a person, things that can change your perception and challenge that perception that you've been bragging about, that you've been holding on to so closely. These are the things that I'm talking about. And so when you're faced with those things and you know that they are challenging you in a very specific way, that they're targeting you in a way that you feel picked on, smile at that. The only way to find out if gold is really gold is to put it to the fire, right? Once it stands up the test, you can tell the quality of the gold, then you can appraise it appropriately. If you crumble when the fire's put to you, you know what you're doing. You're proving that you're not really that. You're gold still, but you might be 10 carat instead of 24 carat or higher. You know what I mean? You're proving that the quality, you're ranking your quality when you crumble under pressure, is what I'm trying to say. A diamond is the best analogy that I can think about. You take a piece of coal, and I say everybody is equal, right? So we all are pieces of coal. We all have the potential to sign ourselves up for more or less pressure. The more pressure that coal sits under, the bigger diamond that is formed inside of that piece of coal. Now, if that piece of coal starts to crumble off as that pressure intensifies through plate shifting or through whatever happens in geography or geology that makes this happen. I'm not a geologist, so don't quote me on this completely, but from my understanding is that when you apply that immense amount of pressure on that piece of coal and it doesn't crumble, what happens is it internalizes that pressure and it forms something far more valuable than this 20-cent piece of coal that could be used to, keep a fire going for maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or something like that. I don't know how long a piece of coal stays burnt, but you get the point. You increase your value astronomically, because I know that one stone can cost, $8 million. But I know that, one piece of coal is, I've never seen a piece of coal that's worth $8 million. So I just employ you right now. I met with a trainer yesterday, and me and this guy did not like each other very much in the beginning. And he had just started training at a gym that I work out at, and I would take one of my long-term clients in there, and instead of training at their private gym or my private gym, we would go to that commercial gym because they had different equipment that we both had a membership. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not advertising business in there, so it's a gray area, right? But he didn't like seeing that I was actively training this guy, or the respect that the guy showed me. The respect that my client showed me is the respect level that his clients don't show him. And the respect level was exemplary, and it highlighted the training, right? So regardless, if you ever see me with a clipboard, if you ever see me counting the reps, we're doing the same. Now, me and this guy worked out together. This is the thing. Me and the guy worked out together. So we both did it. He was like, "You guys are training." I said, "You're absolutely right. We absolutely are training, because I don't lie." But I knew that I wasn't breaking any rules. And so what they frown upon is their own business. I could smile and frown at anything that I want to, but what is wrong is wrong, and what is right, and what somebody doesn't like, that's their personal preference. And so I told him that, basically. And he didn't like me very much after that. But you kind of have to put people that are looking to find a place to put their power in their place, so that their power is null and void. And so then this guy had words, and I said, "Hey man, first thing you need to realize is that I am your brother, okay? I am never your enemy. And if you find me to be your enemy, then you have become friends with your enemy. And you have demonized your brother," I said, "but you'll find this out sooner or later." Well, sure enough, he had a rough go at it at this gym, this place that I really don't like because of the environment, and they've tried to employ me there multiple times. I've turned it down multiple times because, one, I just don't appreciate the environment, the work environment. I can see the mood of the people that work there and the cliques, and anyway, I just don't like it, right? So I've always turned it down. Well, yesterday I meet with the guy. Me and the guy are talking, we're talking, and he goes, yeah, man, it's not my year already. I said, wow, man, we're 9 days in and you're already canceling out the whole year. It's not your year. You know, sometimes you have a bad day, but we're 9 days into the year and you're ready for 2020. So we have a sit down and, you know, I give him a little bit of motivation and we shake hands and hug at the end of it. And he's very thankful for it. But your perception is so key. This guy's being tested. And during our session, you know, he told me the ways and the reason that he was feeling the way that he was feeling and why he was made to feel the way that he felt. And I listened to him and I told him, hey, man, trust me. I hear you, bro. I feel you. And he didn't know exactly how much I could relate to everything that he was going through. But it's just the nature of the business. It's the nature of the season. It's the nature of the people right now. And it's the heart of man that we have a problem with right now. And so just letting him know, you know, stay strong, etc. And, you know, really built him up and he felt good about it. But my perception and his perception are totally different. We have similar challenges, but this guy is saying the whole year is over. It's a wrap. Like, he's already in a depressed funk. We're 9 days into the month. That touched me in a way because I was like, I don't want anybody to feel like that. We're nine days into this thing. You cannot feel like that, as a matter of fact. It's not that I don't want you to. You absolutely cannot. We got too much life left to live. We got too much left to get done. And there's so many big things coming that if you react right now to what's going on right now, you will disqualify yourself for what's to come. And don't be that person. Don't be the person that got so caught up in today they cancel tomorrow. You got a stomach ache today, so you cancel what you got tomorrow because your stomach hurts today. How foolish is that? You're set to go on a trip around the world in a week, but because you're sick 2 weeks out, you don't know if you're going to be able to make it. So you preemptively cancel. You cancel what is yet to come because of how you feel today. And my pops always says, "Oh, what a difference a day makes." And he says it, and he says it, and he says it. And he says it so frequently, and it's so simple that really you can overthink it or overlook it because it's so simple. But it's so beautiful because so much can change in a 24-hour period. So give yourself, if God gives you that 24 hours, if you expect him to extend that 24 hours to you, okay, expect that 24 hours will bring you what you're waiting for, will bring you what you want, will bring you what you expect, will bring you what you worked for. Expect what you have worked for to come into fruition, and there is absolutely nothing that can stop you. Whatever bad, minimal bad happens today, it cannot stop the greatness of your tomorrow. Yesterday is the past. Today is all we have, and how we live today determines how we will go about tomorrow, how we will be set up for tomorrow. So make better decisions in your mental health today. Make better decisions in your financial health today. Make better decisions in your physical health today. And I guarantee you tomorrow will be far more fruitful to you. I love you guys. Peace.